From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. About 40 miles off the Gulf Coast, a fleet of ships and a drill rig are working to stop the BP oil spill. One of two relief wells intersects with a damaged line at the sea bottom. BP plans to pump heavy drilling mud in to stop the flow of oil and plug the damaged well with cement. Deep sea interventions are rare, but BP officials seem confident the plan will work this time. Meantime, the head of BP's compensation fund has vowed that Gulf Coast residents affected by the spill will have their claims processed quickly. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Kenneth Feinberg, in the past, has been in charge of funds set up to benefit victims of September 11th and the Virginia Tech shootings. And he was appointed by the Obama administration to revamp executive compensation at companies bailed out by the federal government after the financial crisis. But Feinberg said, in a conversation with a host of NBC's Meet the Press, that his new job is independent, not beholden to the government or to BP.
You can't ask people in the Gulf to pay the bills. You can't ask state or federal government to pay the bills. What is the alternative? BP is stepping up, and they're going to make sure, I'm going to make sure, that every eligible, legitimate claim is paid and paid quickly.
Feinberg said it was important not to politicize the process and to focus on meeting the needs of Gulf Coast people in desperate straits. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A tornado tore through Billings, Montana on Sunday evening, ripping the roof off a sports arena. Billings Police Sergeant Kevin Iflin says the tornado damaged some businesses, knocking some of them off their foundations.
We actually did ask some assistance from the Montana National Guard for property security for these businesses.
The National Weather Service says the tornado hit about the same time a big storm system was moving through the area. Fire crews in the southwest are converging on northern Arizona to fight an out-of-control blaze that erupted on Sunday. Arizona Public Radio's Brian Sanders reports.
A wildfire north of Flagstaff in the San Francisco Peaks has grown to 3,000 acres. Fire conditions are described as extreme, with torching and crowning, flames moving rapidly through the tops of trees ahead of the ground fire. Four helicopters with 300 Forest Service and local firefighters are there now. Additional crews are en route. Eight fixed-wing air tankers are back in the air after being grounded earlier Sunday by the same high winds that are driving the fire northwest, away from Flagstaff but towards some isolated mountain communities. Residents of over 1,000 homes in the path of the fire have been told to evacuate. Winds are forecast to decrease overnight, but intensify again Monday. For NPR News, I'm Brian Sanders in Flagstaff.
State media in China reports at least 46 miners were killed when an explosion went off in a coal mine in the central Chinese province of Henan. The official news agency Xinhua reports 72 miners were trapped, but 26 escaped. One report said many of the deaths were caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. This is NPR. Suicide bombers killed more than 30 people on Sunday in a crowded commercial section of Baghdad and in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Bombers were driving two cars filled with nearly 180 pounds of explosives toward the entrance of the Trade Bank of Iraq when the bombs went off. Officials say at least 18 people were killed in that blast. Hours later, a man wearing a vest packed with explosives blew himself up in the northern city of Tikrit, and at least five people were killed. In Colombia, a former defense minister who has pledged to keep the pressure on Marxist guerrillas has won the presidency in a landslide election. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, Colombia.
As defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos oversaw some of the biggest blows against an entrenched rebel group. Voters gave him a ringing endorsement. Santos received nearly 70% of the vote, routing Antanas Mockus, a former mayor of Bogota. Mockus had generated excitement a month ago, pledging to root out corruption. But in the end, Colombians opted to continue the security policies that made President Álvaro Uribe popular. Santos says his government would continue to vigorously weaken the rebels. Santos comes from Bogota's elite. His family for decades ran the most influential newspaper, and a great uncle was president in the 30s. He's held three ministerial posts and was educated in the United States. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Graham McDowell broke par only once, but he still managed to win the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach on Sunday. He's the first European to do so in 40 years. McDowell closed with a 3-over-74 to finish even par for the California tournament. That's one shot better than Frenchman Gregory Havre. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.